What's up, everybody, and welcome to Remember the Loot, Episode 9, the show reminding you that it's too dangerous to go alone. Take this. I'm one of your hosts, Frosty, and alongside me is the man who will do anything for a trophy, and I do mean anything, Resident Daryl.
I've had better.
Also in here with us, the man who will debunk all of your Half-Life 3 theories, hopes, and dreams, D-Bird.
Yeah.
And last but not least, the godfather of camping, Josh the Walking Ideal.
Yeah, that's me. Then I have nothing clever this week.
You call him a camper and he's just like brain farted.
Brain fart.
Like, yeah, oh, snap.
What's up, guys? Oh. Good to be back.
Call of Duty. Oh.
Not on Splatoon, though.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that jazz. It's been a rough start, not going to lie. This is what happens when you take a week off. You forget how to do a show, so it's tough.
First world problems.
Yeah, first world problems.
Third world problems.
Call of Duty problems.
So how about a toast? Our first toast of 2016.
You know what? I think we should break right into that.
I think we should, too.
Oh, look at that loser over there that doesn't have a can. Oh,
got a Lipton green tea. Doing something.
A toast to the end of the trophy war. Finally, there is peace.
Make sure you slurp.
Oh, that's disgusting. I love when you do it.
This monster's hot.
I was just saying, the monsters at Dollar General are cheaper, but they're hot because they're on the shelf.
Oh, that's, that's hot garbage.
I have a Dollar General.
Monster. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to break right into the Trophy War stuff because I need to present a couple of issues to the High Council.
Are we the High Council?
Yeah, you guys are.
Oh,
the
dear
High
Lord,
Council.
We're all doomed.
So here's what happened. So we've been
the Low Council.
We've had this Trophy War going on from December 1st to January 1st. All right,
we participated in.
Yes, everyone actually participated. I wouldn't go much farther than that.
Still counts.
I wouldn't go much farther
than that.
Still
counts.
You did everything you could to be as anti what we were doing.
You shut that mouth. I did something.
You know what's going to happen when we do the... I guarantee you, I'm calling right now. When we do the achievement hunt in February, he will play PlayStation all month long.
Yes.
So?
Somebody's got to lose, I guess. You'll get five achievements. Five points. All right, so the way things broke down were this. We had three categories. We had, four categories, excuse me. We had a bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. Bronze was the most trophies. Silver was the rarest trophy. Gold, the most platinums. And to get the actual platinum legitimate trophy that we made for the war, you had to have a clean sweep and get all three of the others. Mm. Other categories. We had six participants. This one was a lot of fun. I really had a good time with this. But I tell you what, a base head Hex, Hector, that fool was he loved this. This worked out great. So I'm going to go ahead and just kind of lay it all on you guys. The winners, actually, I'm going to read everyone's score, and then I'll kind of break down how it won. We're going to start from the bottom. Start from the bottom. All right, we had the T-Bird with five.
A whopping five.
Yes.
You had five trophies all month long. Mm-hmm. I don't think you could have.
What were those trophies, though?
They were like turning on Assassin's Creed, and I played Bloodborne for the first time.
Watching Netflix.
No.
I'm pretty sure that's not correct.
I think you got like two for the
Bloodborne
DLC.
There's three Bloodborne
ones.
Yeah,
BoobTuber.
And two BoobTuber.
Honestly, baby, I don't know why.
I'm proud of you, Tanner.
Machine gun jubblies.
This kind of thing isn't my bag, baby.
I'm proud of you.
Frosty's proud of
those,
you.
Those trophies are hard. That DLC is just tough.
Is it Bloodborne?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyway, so he got
the
five.
The only thing I play.
All right, and I would say next in line would be MGS Daniel 25 with 54. Now, that's a jump. That's a jump.
That's a little jump.
From 5 to 54.
That's a little jump.
All right. Now, tied with MGS Daniel 25 is the Walking Ideer with 54.
I should have did that.
That's because you beat Ghost, huh?
No.
You got a bunch from Ghost.
Did you beat it? Yeah. Did you actually beat it? Did you cut the rope?
I cut the rope, yeah.
You cut the rope.
I cut the cheese and the rope.
I'm proud of you. Frosty, you actually got 56 trophies, but you popped two of them after the cutoff when we were streaming last night. No.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, you popped two gauntlet trophies at like 1 or 2 in the morning last night.
I'm proud of them gauntlet trophies, man.
It's hard to get gauntlet trophies.
They were good ones. They were good ones, but they don't count because it was past the deadline. And then
I call it shenanigans.
Next would be JM803 with 55 trophies. Now, I'm pretty sure he's got more than that, but they didn't pop until after the cutoff because he was playing Soma. And, yeah.
So that's third place?
That will be third place. So, because you guys tied.
So, you took the lead, little rascallion.
So, I got 6th and 4th, or 5th.
So, here's where things get a little tricky, okay?
Everyone gets a trophy.
All right. So, tied for first is Resident Daryl and Basehead Hex with 136 trophies.
Jeez, dude.
You're tied?
We tied. Now, technically, I had 156, but
PlayStation 3 and Vita
don't count. So when you take away the ones that we didn't count, I tied for 136, and I popped a gauntlet trophy after
the deadline.
What was it?
We got level 25 on Endless last night.
Okay, yeah.
So, I got the most platinums. I had 3 platinums for the month. And Basehead Hex secured the rarest trophies. He secured 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place on that one. He got a 0.3, a 0.2, and a 0.1.
Jesus, dude.
Just in case anyone was trying to catch up with him.
All gauntlet.
He was raining it on there.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't play a lot of games. I'm working on my music.
Yeah, you know, I got my DJ thing.
Trophy war. About to rain some.
Dude, what's funny is like this fool, like he left. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, he left and to go see Bass Nectar. So I was like, and I was at 120.
Oh, you.
Dude, and so sneaky, I was sneaky. Like, I told Frosty, I was like, I have 2 options here. I could go for the gold and knock him out and just, you know, trophy up. Or I could stream Gauntlet with him last night. And we ended up streaming, which I'm glad we did. We had a really good time. We had a bunch of people watching us. A handful of the people watching us on our stream came and joined our game. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they said they're gonna check out the podcast, so I felt like it was definitely a worthy sacrifice.
Oh, they're gonna be disappointed.
And you got to make fun of me the whole time.
I made fun of you and made fun of Josh a little bit, and Josh wasn't there, so it was pretty fun.
It's always fun to make fun of Josh.
I got to sing a lot of like early 2000s rap songs. A
little third person there.
So it was a good night. So
actually, really showing your age.
Before you got in there, Daryl, me and Frosty were playing, and we were listening to DMX.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Where the hood at?
Yeah.
So here's where the dilemma is, okay? How are we going to divide this up? Because I don't believe in sharing first place.
Sharing is caring, though.
Okay, so we have...
I just give my trophies to one of y'all.
We have 136 versus 136, okay?
Split his 5 up.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder who's giving the trophies to you.
So I don't believe in sharing first place. I don't believe in a tie. So we can have a tiebreaker and come up with rules for a tiebreaker, or we can disqualify us both and pass the trophy down to the next guy in line.
We can.
Why don't you extend it another week or so?
Well, if we extend it, we could do that. I mean, I'm not opposed
to
it.
That'd be fair. You know, it's like overtime.
Yeah.
Because there's 2 ties.
So you challenge each other. In Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
To a trophy duel. Or we could flip a coin. You know, because here's the thing. Here's where it gets, I feel like it weighs in a little harder. All right, I got 3 platinums. So I put in some work. But this fool got the rarest trophies in Gauntlet.
0.1 is pretty rare.
And well, none of that, but like they're all super grind hard
trophies. Was it the 50,000
kills? He got 50,000 kills is one of them, yeah.
And he's got...
So he's one of like 5 people that have that trophy.
I'm coming for it.
So if you were going to weigh out, like, you know what I'm saying, like obviously my trophies, even my platinums weren't near that rare. He got some really, really good ones and he spent some time doing it. Mm-hmm. I spent some time getting my platinums because I died 243 times in Uncharted 2.
God.
On him crushing.
That's nuts.
Now you know how we feel when we play Bloodborne.
I don't necessarily know that you've died 243 times.
Close.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Really close.
Right. Here's the thing. None of that, but I've got that many or more deaths in Uncharted, you know, 1 this month.
That's 2 separate games, though.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I potentially died 5 bazillion times.
I'm going to get at least 500 deaths.
You know what?
In Dark
Souls 2. 100%. I'm sick of hearing about Bloodborne. Please,
play. All right, we're
please
play another game. We're having another war, so you can die the most.
I just got a trophy in Gauntlet for dying so many times, but it's a rare trophy.
Dude,
like, yeah. It's a big number.
first trophy I got in Dark Souls 2 was for dying. It's called It's Dark Souls.
Well, I mean, we were talking last night, and I was like, man, there's a trophy for dropping the crown 200 times with one hero. But I was like, I don't want to get hit to drop the crown. Because, like, my whole end game.
My helmet!
My end game last night was screaming for my helmet, which was the crown. So every time I saw somebody, I was like, give me back my helmet! And then I'd go chase after him.
The dudes in the party were like completely oblivious. Yeah. Like, they're like, what's
wrong?
You know,
you
can buy a helmet. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah, like, they're like, like, really? Well, one guy was like, well, what's the point of having the crown? I'm like, well, nothing. I want it. Yeah, I want it. Give it back. And like,
it's mine.
Like, I was yelling at him. I was like, you give back my crown. I'm the king. You give back my helmet. And he's like, I don't really know how I got it. I'm like, well, I died and you picked it up. Like, I got hit.
All you have to do is die.
So what I started doing was I would like shoot arrows and piss off a bunch of guys and then and have them chase after me like the Grim Reaper.
Terrible.
So I was making them chase everyone who got the crown. I was trying to kill Frosty. I was like, I hope you die burning hell. Give me back my helmet.
Let's talk about the death real fast. Has anybody tried to kill it?
You can't kill it.
You can't kill it.
Of course.
You've tried, right?
Dude, yeah. I shot that thing so many times in its butthole, and it just ain't dying.
I was like, all right, this is the part where I quit the game.
It's funny.
I looked it up on YouTube, and
I was playing as Elf, and my wife was playing as Valkyrie, so she has to be close quarters.
Yeah.
So as soon as we see death, she goes running up, bleh, just dies. Like, grabs you. And I'm sitting there like, oh, okay, I'm out.
That's what's up.
Yeah. We had a really good time.
Gauntlet's a good game, dude. It's a really good game.
So what do you guys want to do? You want to do like any? Because here's the thing. I've already gotten.
We could ask the fans.
We could.
We could post this in the Facebook group.
Or
and Twitter.
Could give my trophies to somebody. Cause
yeah, that's a really good idea. Yeah, let's do that. Let's leave it up to them. Do we do a sudden death? Do we do a special tournament? Or do we just pass it on to the next guy?
Personally, I say sudden death.
Because here's the thing. I don't care either way. I do know this. I won't share. I'm not making another trophy. We're not buying another trophy. We're not getting another trophy. There's no such thing as sharing.
Sharing is caring.
We could take our game collection combined and write like a list of all the games we have and put it in a hat and have you draw one and have Hector draw one.
Ooh.
And y'all have to play those games to get as many trophies as you can for that game.
Specifically those games.
In a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler. Your bucket would just be Bloodborne.
That would be a great idea, actually.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Bloodborne and Dark Souls 2.
What if we both played
Bloodborne? That's what I'm saying, yeah. That'd be genius.
What if, yeah, because, like, I mean, you guys obviously have to let us borrow some copies because I don't own it and he doesn't own it.
Okay.
That'd be freaking awesome.
So maybe, like, next weekend we have a Bloodborne off?
Yep.
On one? Yes. On one? One condition.
Okay.
You have to record it.
Yes, please.
Stream it?
At least record clips of you dying and cussing the TV.
Well, I don't cuss, so yeah, that's fine.
Well, this game use your dad cuss. Oh, shoot!
Chabba-dabba-ding-dong.
That's not a cuss.
So yeah, that's what we're going to do for the tiebreaker. Daryl and Hex is going to play some Bloodborne. We want to see your reactions. Go to Twitter. Go to Facebook. Hit us up. Cheer us on.
Just cheer Daryl and Hector on. They need it.
Yeah.
They're going to need it.
It's for the kids. Tell us who you think is going to win. That'd be good fun. If you're listening to us today, we greatly appreciate it. Go to provengamer.com. Support them. Doing so, you'll be supporting us. Hit us up on Twitter at RememberTheLoot. You can hit us up on email. Yes, RememberTheLoot at provengamer.com. You can hit us up. Also, you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/RememberTheLoot. And our Facebook group, Remember the Loot Podcast. And in that note, we go to a segment we like to call, What Are You Playing? What are you playing, T-Bird?
Oh, where to begin? Where to begin?
I know. I have so many games I'm playing right now. Thanks, Santa.
Yeah, I bought Need for Speed, so I'm playing that. It's pretty good. I think people were a little too, overcritical about it. It's fine. Sure, it could be a little bit it could look a little bit better, but
it's a racing game.
Yeah, it's an open world racing game with cops.
Wait, is that the campaign where they used like real people?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's not that bad. I saw some videos of that.
The only thing I don't like from those the actual cutscenes in the game are the cars. Like your cars. They still look like they're in the game. So you have all the real life stuff.
It's like CGI cars and the
it's worse than that. It's really bad.
Oh wow.
So I'm like, that's the one thing I don't like about it. But I'm playing that. I started Tomb Raider. It's really pretty. It's fun. It's Tomb Raider. Yeah. So you know what you're gonna get from it. Oh god. what else? I started playing Black Ops 3 again.
Oh yes. Magic word.
No. Loving it. It's fun. It's fun. It's what I need right now.
Plug and play, fast pace.
Exactly. That's all I need.
I need that.
Multiplayer or?
Multiplayer.
Word. Heard that.
I need that in my life.
Prestige 1, level 43, I think, or 45.
Go outside.
Freak yeah, dude.
Go outside, Josh. You're playing too much.
Black market's
playing
awesome,
too much. But yeah, that's all I've really been playing this week. I have been playing a little bit of Bloodborne 2. Just trying to finish up the trophies on there. And I started Dark Souls 2 on the Xbox.
Xbox.
Sorry, Frosty.
What? You have it on both?
Yes.
Okay. Wait
I have
a
it
minute.
On three. I have it on three systems.
Who are you playing it with?
Dark Souls?
I'm playing by myself right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I can't figure out how to play with anybody, so I'm not doing it. I'm not playing with anyone.
Just him and Richard.
It's just me and my Richard.
That didn't take long.
Allow that one.
What are you playing, Walking Anecdote?
The Walking Antidote? Or The Walking Goat?
What are you playing?
Alright. I beat Call of Duty Ghosts yesterday after Daryl had been telling me how great the campaign is. And it is a great campaign. It's freaking awesome. The end
is as bad as everyone says?
No, it's freaking awesome, dude. I think anybody who says it's bad needs to play it before they say
it. The campaign's good. Multiplayer is bad.
Multiplayer is bad, but the campaign's great. And Extinction Mode is great as well. Easy trophies. Easy trophies. At least 2 to 3 a mission. So I had a good time with that. Also been playing Gauntlet a lot. Pretty much, that's my to-go-to game now. That and Black Ops 3 multiplayer, of course. But Gauntlet's really fun. Me and my wife play it. Me and you guys play it. We'll stream it. A lot of people like watching Gauntlet on the stream. You know, they like getting on there, apparently. You know, I get more viewers playing Gauntlet than I do playing any other game streaming.
Right.
And so, sometimes I get on Gauntlet just to get those kills in and a little satisfaction here or there. And a lot of people have that game. A lot of us. That's the one game we all have in common, you know. Black Ops 3 multiplayer. Prestige 1, level 43. About to prestige again.
You shouldn't say that out loud, Josh.
Prestige?
Don't say that.
What level do you have to be now to prestige?
55.
Okay. It used to be like, what, 70, and then it was like 65. And then...
Is that the last one you played?
You know,
No.
They've dropped it so much now.
Something else Hector did this month, in the midst of all of the trophy winnings, he prestiged like 3 weeks ago.
He's tearing it up, man.
Because in the middle of us having a trophy war, he also had a side competition with Josh to see who could prestige first, and he like nailed that junk.
He prestiged before me, yeah. Right now, I think I'm past him now.
Well, he said after that he wasn't going to do it again.
Yeah, he's not going to. Which, I got into a match the other day.
There's no point.
I may have told you guys this, but I got into a match yesterday with 3 prestige masters, and they were level 155, 151, and 171, and their numbers were golden. Dude, they were freaking going savage on everybody, and I was like, man, they had to put cheats in. There's no way.
Elbow up, down, so left, right.
Just because they were doing better than y'all means they're cheating?
No, they prestiged the level 171.
That's a legit thing.
I've never even heard of that. What the freak?
But that's that. You don't go outside.
That's that boss factor.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let's take a quick detour here. Let's talk about this going savage on Call of Duty.
Okay.
Frosty and I had a conversation. When you have these little, I won't call them noob cakes for sake of dropping gamer tags. But they're like, oh, I'm raining duty. I'm going savage. I'm blah, 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 blah. And then you watch them play. It's like they die off the whole time. Are you one of those guys?
I'm not that guy. Sometimes it depends on.
You are that guy.
It takes me like two or three matches to get warmed up, and then I'm good.
I gotta get primed and ready.
I could beat everybody in this room right now.
Okay.
Oh, if this is real life, I could totally take you.
No, I mean, if we get on the console right now.
This is what my son told me the other day.
Like Tricky challenging me to Mortal Kombat.
I'm saying, this is what my son said. He's 5.
He hasn't opened his copy of Black Ops 3 yet.
I opened it.
Hadn't put it in.
I put it in and installed it.
I opened it. Checkmate.
So this is what my son said to me the other day. He's 5 years old. And we were playing the new Skylander Superchargers, and I won 3 races in a row. And he goes, "Daddy, how are you so good at this game, and you've never played it before?" I said, "I don't know, son. I'm just getting just pretty good at games." He's like, "Well, if this was a fighting game, there's no way you'd beat me." That's what Josh sounds like right now. I can beat you, guys. All you guys in this room right now.
I mean, everybody's got their off days. Sometimes I do, you know, off matches. The other day... And domination, I went 37-19. That's really good.
I seen it.
Yeah, he did see it, too.
So it's legit? There's proof?
It's legit.
Yeah.
Pixar didn't happen.
We have an unofficial 5th member to the podcast today.
The phone thrower?
The phone thrower. He just slam dunked my iPhone.
NBA Street. From downtown.
That's right. He's on fire.
Paxton. Jinx showed me a monster. Oh, wait, you already gave him one.
Jinx, show me a cold one.
Jinx, you owe me $2.50.
What are you playing, Daryl?
Yeah, what are you playing?
This month I platinumed Uncharted 1 and Uncharted 2. I started Uncharted 3. Okay, hang on. He's trying to sabotage our show. I started Uncharted 3 on Crushing. I'm about 30% through it or something like that. I'm trying to think. I played some Superchargers, the new Skylander Superchargers. That junk's really good. Like I don't know if you guys play Skylanders at all, but holy crap. It's like those games are the, you know, Gauntlet-esque, you know, Diablo-style hack and slash.
But for kids.
And
they sell a lot.
And the kids' daddies. And they... you know, obviously, it's just good. They're fun. So I played that. What else? I played Gauntlet. I've been streaming that with you guys. And I'm about to buy Soma tonight. So I'm going to embark on Soma. I've been, like, eyeballing it since it was announced. I'm very, very excited about it. And I went to go buy it last night, and my PlayStation told me, not enough cash.
How much is it?
Right now, it's on sale for $20.99.
About $3.50.
Tree or $20.09.
It's $5.99.
How much is it without the sale?
Like $30-something dollars.
Oh, wow.
It's digital only. So
it's a pretty beefy game.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, snap. It's good. Matter of fact, Game Squat came over earlier, and he told me that it scared him so bad. He had a pop scare that made him yell so loud it woke somebody up in the next room.
But remember, he's a
Jill sandwich.
Pudding.
I'm a
Jill sandwich.
Too.
Pudding.
Don't. Dare correct me.
Yeah, you guys are puddings.
I knew a guy that played Dead Space and couldn't finish it. It was so scary.
I know a guy who bought Outlast knowing it was too scary for him and then got a pop scare and then didn't play it anymore.
I know a guy that beat Outlast. He's in his room.
I know a guy, too.
In the dark.
I don't believe it.
You know a guy?
I know a guy.
You know a guy?
I know a guy that bought that game, too. He beat it, and then, I don't know. That's going to be part of this.
I can't lie anymore.
So let me be a part.
What else you playing, man?
Every time I name one or two games that I'm playing, I leave the podcast and realize I'm a liar because I played like 5 more games than that.
Gauntlet.
I already said that. And I'm playing Taco Master on the can on my Vita.
Taco Master? You ain't beat that yet?
Well, you know, this whole month's been the trophy war, and I've been trying to... I got 18 trophies on there. I freaking tried not to get any more than that because I can't count them.
You haven't pooped any?
I've pooped 18 times.
You get a trophy each time you take a visit to the
It got to the point where, like, trying to keep up with how many trophies I got and then how many I was going to have to take away was getting too aggravating. I was getting a little annoyed by having to just, you know, neglect all the hard work I'm doing on my Vita. So I just, I put it down.
Cool.
But I picked it back up.
I'm playing a lot. I'm playing too many games. I'm at a point now where I'm going to have to, like, start picking what games to play on each day. let's say I'm still playing Final Fantasy VII Remaster. Got to that part where you're, like, in the sleeping forest or whatever, and you just separated from Aerith? Eris? Eris?
Aerith?
Eris?
The lady. Just separated from the lady.
The redhead?
Yeah. I'm looking for her.
Gotcha.
I tried playing it the other day, but, like, Rainbow Six Siege was staring me in the face, so I was like,
That's your Black Ops 3, dude. That's your Black Ops 3. For me, that's yours.
Nice try, but no.
All right.
actually, I probably have to agree with you. That game is got me, man. It's good. But yeah, I've been playing Rainbow Six Siege. IGN gave it a 7.9, and I am convinced that if it had a single-player campaign, like, the ratings would be a little better. It's good. It's really good.
I
played the beta. I enjoyed the beta, but you can't judge a game based off a beta.
Beta was fun. When we played all together, it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. The night we played was kind of a bad night. The servers were really bad that night. Like, we kept getting booted and kicked, yeah. And couldn't ever find a match or whatever.
Yeah.
But when the full game actually came out, the servers were a lot better. Now, granted, they do still have issues. Like, it takes a while to find matches now.
Yeah.
But once you're in a match and you're playing pretty consistently and you're rematching and stuff, it's not so bad. They are coming out with an update to fix some of the issues.
Yeah.
So we'll see. On top of some other stuff that's supposed to help the game. And eventually they're
releasing... going to make it better. They're going to make it look prettier, actually.
Yeah, yeah. That's another one. I thought it was kind of interesting. But yeah, I'm playing that. I could go as far as to say as I'm addicted. Like, I was at work the other day, and the whole time I was like, I want to get home and play Rainbow Six.
That's how I am about Black Ops, bro.
Yeah.
We are the same.
It's awesome. I'm also playing the Mega Man Legacy Collection, which is awesome if you're into, like, classic retro games. I played the very first Mega Man, actually. My uncle owned it, and I was just a kid, and I was real into Mario. And I was like, man, I wish I had a Mario game where I can just shoot things. And then along came Mega Man. And it was great, but it's... God, I can't... That game's so hard. Like, playing it again, it does have a lot of hard platforming. Like, disappearing, reappearing blocks that you have to memorize the patterns for. Like, in Mega Man 2, there's one part where you're having to jump across this lake of lava, and there's these disappearing, reappearing blocks.
Yeah.
And, like, you get to a certain part where you have to know what's coming next, because you got, like, this block appears in front of you, but this block also appears above you. And you can't jump over to the next block, because the block above you will block you and, like... no pun intended, and knock you down into the lava.
Word.
And you'll die. So you have... Yeah, it happens to me all the time. So you have to memorize that it's going to appear, and you have to jump straight up onto that block and then jump over to the next block. All while, like, trying to fight to survive for your life, and it's terrifying. But
that digitally or a physical copy?
Digitally. Okay. There is a physical copy supposed to be coming out. It's like a special edition. But it's like $30, but I think it comes with a steelbook and like some artwork. Ooh, and I really, really, really want it, but I'm like, you know.
Did you say steelbook?
Artwork?
I do, right? Like, it sounds awesome, and I would love to have it to support Capcom's mascot that they hate. Capcom. But
they don't hate him, they just hate the guy that made him.
No, they hate Mega Man.
Yeah, true that.
So,
but what's not to hate? I mean, come on. Ow.
Jeez.
Whoa, I just don't break it. Shake it, but don't break that, it. Took your mama 9 months to make it. I'm twerking a baby on my back.
Twerk that baby.
Good.
Twerk some.
I'm while singing soundtrack. Like early 2000s rap. Again.
That's why people will watch my Twitch stream. See what kind of
he twerks with babies songs. On Twitch. That's why he's got like 50 viewers.
But yeah, playing Gauntlet. Rainbow Six, Mega Man, Final Fantasy VII, I think that's about it. Well, I kind of started Dark Souls 2, but I'm just going to try and put it off until I
get good.
Yeah, I got to get good.
Just kind of dabbling a little bit with it.
Just dabbling.
Heard that.
Sticking my toe in the water to see if it's cold.
I've been known to dabble.
So, yeah, that's what we're playing.
Word.
All right, usually at this point of the show, we go into the news, but F the news, because we're behind. We're all jet lagged because of the holidays.
When I go behind, you get the bump and grind.
Quit it.
Big Papa Pump.
We usually have a nice, sanctioned, orderly, fashioned news for you.
F the news.
Well, we're going to go into a segment we like to call F the Notes.
F the Notes.
This segment of F the Notes is brought to you by Feisty Guy.
you don't F the Notes with your controller, bro.
Go to Facebook.com/FightStickGuy for custom handcrafted arcade style fight sticks. Somewhere in there. For all you fighting game enthusiasts, go check them out.
Speaking of fighting games, when are you going to rain some ponage on them trophy chumps?
Some Richards.
Oh, you know what?
Everywhere.
Trophy hoes.
Oh.
It's the only thing derogatory you can call a whore is a hoe.
Oh.
Is there really?
Sloot.
I don't know, but it's... Sloot. And they're like, oh, we're trophy whores. We get lots of trophies. But them fools ain't got trophies in months. I got 150 some odd trophies this month. Three platinums.
You got five. Mm. That's still more than they got.
Ooh, we got five.
That's more than Donnie got and Alex, because he's not even playing. How about that fool chimes in and talks trash about the Rocket League victory that he wasn't a part of and doesn't even have Rocket League?
Because he doesn't download free games.
He doesn't even have PS4. Hey, this
wait, Donnie doesn't have PS4?
Before Frosty goes on his rant and diatribe on how he's going to lay the smackdown via every fighting game on the trophy chumps, I'm just going to go ahead and lay it on the line. Last week on Trophy Hose, these chumps said that they wouldn't play in our little trophy war games unless we had some sanctioned rules and garbage. No, we're not making new profiles. Grow a pair.
Oh.
All trophies are created equal, and if you've already got them, too bad, grow a pair. If you want to play, put on your big girl panties and come outside and play.
Grow a pair.
PS3, PS4, PS Vita, all legal.
Why not PS2?
Because, well, I mean, if you get the...
Jeez.
I'm about to throw his name across the room.
He's getting excited.
I'm getting excited here. That's fine. PS2 on PS4, whatever. If it pops, then play it. If you guys want to
step
into the ring with the Loot Crew, we can do it 5-on-5, we can do it 6-on-6, we can do it 10-on-10. If you guys have any fans, if you guys have any friends, bring them on. We'll have our little trophy war. This was the argument right here, guys. I'm going to present this to the High Council. Tricky said, this isn't fair because one of us could get Hannah Montana and get a platinum and win.
And they can't.
Right, because they've already got those trophies. Okay? You guys don't have all the trophies.
No, you
might have more trophies than us. You might have more platinums than us. But if your victory is contingent on Hannah Montana, then you are not a player.
Or a trophy whore.
You can't play with this big dog right here.
Pun intended.
For those that didn't see that, he was pelvic thrusting in the air.
That's my Call of Duty butt thruster. So all I'm saying is, man up, shut up, know your role. Freaking, you hear my son? He's in the background talking to him too. Tell him, buddy. That's what I thought. If we're going to play, let's freaking play. Let's set a date. Bring your friends. We'll bring ours. Trophy on. I don't care if you got 40 trophy platinums. I don't care if you got 73 platinums. I don't care if you don't have a PS4. I don't care if you got a Vita. I don't freaking care. Pick a game. Play it. Let's do this.
We can make this a regular thing, too, because I've been hearing a lot of junk talk on Trophy Whores about us being trophy chumps.
You don't have as many platinums
not
as
playing
our
real
one
games.
Guy who has the least amount of platinums.
Let me tell you something. Donnie, if you're listening,
Tekken ain't been cool since PlayStation 1, man. Since Tekken 2.
Shots fired.
Street Fighter is where it's at. You know what they're playing at the Capcom Cup? They were playing Street Fighter. Because it's still relevant. Yeah. No one cares about Tekken. Tekken's announced and is being announced on VR. The same system that Thousand Foot Robot Golf, Tiger Woods Golf, whatever.
Hey, lay off on that. That's the game we need.
We need it. I need Zombie Taxi, whatever that trash was.
We don't need that one. They can take that one back.
And Tricky Mickey Mouse. You challenge me, the great one, at Mortal Kombat X. You better get ready
to get the A-whip.
To get the smacketh downeth laid on you.
I say do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to
just bring it.
Just do it.
Do it. Don't let your dreams stay dreams, Tanner.
While you sit there in the character selection screen, scared to death as to who you're going to pick, and you're going to end up picking Scorpion, because all the scrubs pick Scorpion.
Get over here, Keister,
so I can cornhole you.
Come here and let me put this spear in your butt.
Yeah, it's happening.
Right.
It's no, see, they can't
contend
with us. And
I'm going to Twitch stream it for the world to see.
They can't contend with us because they've already got all the Trumpable trophies, as they call them.
Oh, I'll make a new account.
They can't do...
Just to smack that booty.
They can't. We can't play with them because we already got Hannah Montana. We can't play with them because we already got Megamind. This ain't fair. We can't play with them because they don't play Tekken. This ain't fair. We ain't even set the date yet, and I've heard more complaining than I would tolerate of my children. Let me tell you something, Trevios. If my kids complained and gave the back talk that you guys gave, I'd bend them over my lap, and I'd wear that A out.
And then ground them for life.
And then take their X-Bone controllers.
And then put them in a cell and lock them up until they rot and die.
And slide their feet under the door.
Wow, that never escalated.
Food.
It's got that escalated feed really quick.
It's got to animal feed.
Take their feedback from them. Make them
take the feedback.
This sounds like... Like one of the Saw movies. What are you talking about?
I'm scared. Someone send help.
Don't let that guy ever have kids.
Yeah, he's not, no. Just kidding.
All I'm saying is, know your role. Shut your mouth. Again.
And grow up hair. Anna Richard.
Armbar.
Hey, how about some fan mail?
Fan mail, yeah.
I got a lot of fan mail this morning.
After getting like dark and
green. I really did, yeah.
I didn't get any.
That's because you don't have any fans, sucker butt.
I got four fans on my ceiling.
Ooh.
You hear that? You made my son cry, you jerk.
That's such a bad joke. He started crying.
He's crying for you, saying, I'm his fan.
Tell him I'm his fan.
There you go.
I'm just breaking everything.
Jeez, man.
This episode is brought to you by all the broken crap on my desk.
And Paxton.
You ladies first.
Fan mail.
Ladies first.
Fan mail. I was actually going to do question of the week.
Go for it.
I asked last week, but we haven't been able to present it, obviously, because of the holidays. Riding that holiday car. We're not lazy or nothing. It was Christmas, you know.
But Saturday wasn't.
I went on Twitter. I went on Facebook. I asked everyone what was their favorite retro game to play. Because Christmas and New Year's is always very, you know, nostalgic time to look back and reflect on family and stuff, and just thought it was appropriate. So I asked everyone what their favorite retro game was. Kimberly on Facebook says Frogger on the PC and Crash Bandicoot on PlayStation 1.
Nobody knows who Naughty Dog is.
No, oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody knows who Naughty Dog is
until they played The Last of Us. Nobody knows who that, Naughty Dog is.
Hold on, save it.
Hey, shut your mouth.
Gotta save
this
it.
This is for the fans.
I'm glad you're right.
This is their segment.
Actually, as soon as I read that, I remember that conversation.
Hey, I got a question
for
you.
By the way, this will be an episode just crapping on our rivals.
Bitter rivals.
Our bitter rivals over at ProvingGamer.com. Which, by the way, go to ProvingGamer.com and support them. And doing so, you'll be supporting us.
Supporting us laying the smackdown.
Supporting us dominating them in everything we do.
Except Rocket League.
Hey.
Whoa.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
I scored the most points for that team.
What, their team?
Yes. I am the MVP.
I got nominated an unofficial member of their podcast specifically for my double agent skills.
I like it.
Okay.
Hey, you want to know my favorite retro game to play?
What's your favorite retro game?
I know what your favorite retro game
is. Let me guess. Resident Evil 2.
Dang it.
I want to change mine. How'd you know? Too.
That's not retro.
How'd you know?
Because it's like...
Whoa! What?
It's old enough to be.
That's right. 20 years, sucker.
It is. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Not that one. That one's getting close, though. 18 years.
Will on Facebook says, Phantasy Star Online for the Dreamcast. That's a throwback, buddy.
I remember that game.
Terry on Facebook says, Zombie Ate My Neighbors.
God, that game was hard.
Another great Konami game. Just saying.
It's no such thing.
Ronald on Facebook says, Super Smash TV. Have you ever played Super Smash TV?
No.
Imagine Gauntlet, but you're like on a game show, and you have guns.
That's sick.
And it's really, really hard. You ever played that game, dude?
No. Yeah.
Dude's always like, big money, big prizes, I love it! And you're like, you're running around, and you can shoot in different directions, and it's awesome. There's only like three levels, maybe a secret level, but they're really long levels. It's super hard.
Dang.
So it's really I have a copy of it. Super hard. We should play it.
Really long and super hard.
I think that mic picked up whenever you walk by it.
Joel on Facebook says Super R-Type and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles of Time.
On Super
the
Nintendo.
Xbox 360 no. Remaster.
Good
yes.
God, no.
Thank you.
No. My toe.
Get that trash out of here.
That we're game was freaking
talking
great.
Talking about the SNES version.
That game was freaking great. What is wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with the
remake. The game was terrible.
Hey.
It looked better.
Y'all go touch
it.
Look
it played better.
It was terrible.
They kept the my toe.
Hey, thing.
That's the only good thing they kept.
You know, my son is so appalled by your answer.
Since I went into the sewer and got sent, instead of fighting the Rat King, I got sent in time. I was like, okay, I'm done.
Hey,
this sucks.
Just drop it and touch tips, and that's it. That's all y'all need to do. Get it over with.
Touch two.
Nobody knows who Naughty Dog is because of Crash Bandicoot.
I'm still doing
right,
fan
right, we're
mail
doing here. Fan mail. Get back to your mic.
Jeffrey on Facebook says snafu. Like the
Snafu? Dang it.
Snafu. Like on television.
Like on. I can't wait for Shaq Fu to come out of PS4.
Like, who says that? Nathaniel on Facebook says Worms Armageddon and Chrono Trigger. It's about time somebody around here has some goddamn taste.
Worms Armageddon was the freaking bomb.
I wasn't talking about worms, but whatever.
I remember. Okay, so this is going to be inside baseball for a few minutes, but
no,
Benji and Joel,
I have two more.
The Dukes.
What?
Benji and Joel Duke. The Dukes.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They're in our. They're actually a part of our Facebook group.
Yes. Thank you.
I grew up with them. We were neighbors.
Those are cool guys.
And then we all moved away from each other, and we all moved in together. Actually, not really. But we all still became friends. He's freaking bombing my mic. And we used to go over to the Duke's house and play Worms Armageddon like mother freaks, dude. Yeah. That and Turtles in Time, the two games we played all the time over there.
On 360.
On 360.
That game was so bad they took it off the marketplace, and you know you can't download it now.
But I still have it on a memory card.
Just like
card.
PT?
Whoa, no,
that's too soon. Too soon. Where was I? JM803 on our PS4 community, which you can join. Just go to go on PS4 and type in "Remember the Loot" in the community section. You'll find us. He says Sly Cooper, and then last but not least, Kenzie on Facebook says Super Mario World for the SNES.
Hey, you know what mine is?
Nobody cares.
King Kong.
For the 360.
T-Bear, what's your favorite retro game to play?
Kingdom Hearts.
That's not retro.
It's 13 years old. It's retro.
Oh, after 10 years, yes, retro, you're right.
Is that the rule? I just found that out.
That's my rule.
Really old now.
That's your rule, so it's set in stone.
I mean, I am pretty much the...
You're not part of the High Council.
Dang it.
What's that game on Sega? It's like Street
Sonic.
Fighter.
Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
That game. And Spyro doesn't count, does it?
That yeah, it counts.
Yeah, Spyro totally counts.
Old as
yeah,
ball sack.
Like 20 years old.
Spyro, yes.
Ooh, Gex.
Yes.
I play Spyro on
yes.
PS1.
How you going to pull out games that are as old as you?
I play Spyro on PS1.
Just kidding. Streets of Rage.
Just yeah. kidding, bro. That's yeah. right. That's the first game me and my son ever beat together.
Me and Dad on Sega.
He was like what, 3 years old. No, Streets of Rage. On PS3. On the PSN. Yeah.
Dig it.
I have to say, there's one game I dig out and play.
Oh, let me guess. Let me guess. Castlevania.
Castlevania.
Nobody knows who Naughty Dog
Nobody
is.
Nobody knows who Naughty Dog is, Donnie.
Mega Man X on Super Nintendo.
Just cut the rope.
Just cut the rope.
Just cut the
rope.
Josh is like, I don't really know what's going on, but...
Just cut the rope.
Please fill me in on the joke.
420, blaze it.
This has got to be the worst episode we've ever recorded.
It's the greatest. You greatest. Know it.
Watch, this one has to have the most downloads.
Have the most downloads, yep.
Watch, yep.
Anyways, is so, there anything yeah. else for fan stuff?
That is question of the week.
Oh.
Hector missed us last week, by the way. He told me that. He missed our podcast.
Yeah, he came in my office the other day. He's like, dude, did y'all do a podcast last week? I got up on Saturday, and there was nothing there. And then he's like, he said, you can't be messing with my Saturdays like this. And then he goes, oh, yeah, it was Christmas. Did y'all do one? I was like, nah, brah. Nah. So a few weeks ago, we gave the option to the community, all our friends and familia, if they wanted to sponsor a show, sponsor this segment, the Super Mega Rapid Fire Topics, that they could. And what we would do is we would direct all of our fans and friends to their pages via Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, whatever. And this week, them country boys really wanted to sponsor the show because they just had a brand new single drop on iTunes called Redneck Christmas. I'm going to put all the links and everything into the show, but if you guys want to go over to Facebook and Twitter, check out Them Country Boys. They're some good friends of ours that we've played music with those guys, hung out with those guys for a long time, and they just dropped a new song called Redneck Christmas. So this segment of the show is brought to you by them. So we got a bunch of little small topics to go over, and we got a little bit of fan mail to go over as well. I'm going to start with this. 2015 is over. This is the first podcast of 2016. I know we have given our, you know what I'm saying, guesses on what we thought was going to win Game of the Year and all that crap from, you know what I'm saying, the Game Awards and stuff. But for you guys, what game did you play this year that came out 2015, whether it be a remaster or whatever, you know what I'm saying, if it actually released 2015, what was your favorite game or Game of the Year? What was Game of the Year to you? I'll start Until Dawn. I've been saying it, you know what I'm saying, ever since it came out. Until Dawn was my jam. I loved it. I freaking played it. Walked away from it just like super high on it. Passed it around to a handful of people. I'll let them play it. And I'm ready to go back through it again and try to clean it up and platinum it. I would say the Uncharted Collection because it came out this year, even though it was a remaster. Because those are some of the best games you'll ever play. But Until Dawn was definitely still, I'm going to sing that one because I loved it.
Yeah.
I haven't played Soma yet, which, you know, it did come out in 2015, but I haven't actually played it yet. And that could very possibly be a contender. But Until Dawn, still my jam. Mm-hmm. T-Bird.
Fallout 4. God, no, it's not Fallout 4. Don't you put that curse on me.
Halo.
No.
Ori and the Blind Forest.
God, no.
Just kidding.
Sunset Overdrive.
They didn't come out this year. Face.
But I'll say it.
Bloodborne.
Both of y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
That's good.
Black Ops 3.
I don't know why.
I will say I'm really depressed that Rainbow Six has completely gotten overlooked. Because it released like right before the actual
Anyways.
Game Awards.
As if someone's overlooking it.
Yeah.
Anyways, better game that actually requires teamwork.
Bloodborne requires teamwork if you're playing with other people.
You gotta be one with your sword.
It's almost whatever.
Yeah, I don't think Siege has what it takes to...
You don't play it anymore.
I played.
No.
Don't even.
You played the beta, Tricky.
I mastered the beta.
Tricky was crapping on it too.
Well, I mean, it's a multiplayer only game. In 6 months, no one will play it. Your game will be collecting dust.
It doesn't matter though. It's a good game.
It's contingent on the players. It's not contingent on the game being good.
Okay. The last time a multiplayer only game came out,
Titanfall. Evolve.
Don't talk about Titanfall. Don't talk about Titanfall.
Titanfall.
I'm saying those came out and they weren't good. This came out and it is actually good.
Titanfall was good. It was bad.
It was just bad.
Okay.
Here's the thing about Siege. Yeah. Everyone that either played the beta or has heard about it or have been iffy about it, but then they take that plunge and they actually go and buy the game, they are enjoying it. Like, thoroughly enjoying it.
What if I enjoyed it? What if I thoroughly enjoyed it, but I don't want my game to expire, so I won't buy it because of that?
I don't want it to expire either. Like, I want them to put in some kind of campaign. They can.
$60 is too much for that game. It needs to be $40.
Well, technically on sale.
So I agree with that.
I agree with that, too, but try telling that to
Tom Clancy, where are you at, Tom? What the freak?
He's dead.
He's dead.
I know.
Jeez, Daryl. Jeez, too soon.
Y'all both got really offended. Like, what?
Dude, he's dead.
Too soon, man.
Dude, they both looked at me like, dude, at all the offensive things I've ever said in my life, you guys really responded to that one.
Tom Clancy? No.
Jeez,
Josh was like, who's Tom Clancy?
That'd be like talking smack.
I'm surprised he didn't say some like other name with different letters in it.
It's like talking smack about Dusty.
Bob Malancy?
Yeah, exactly. I was expecting something like that. I was like, wow, Josh just didn't do it. So, either way, I'm just saying, like, that game doesn't have legs.
What's the other Tom Clancy game that's coming out?
That is coming out? The Division.
Oh, that other one that looks just like The Division, but you're in a desert? They just announced it at E3. I don't remember the name of it. Wildfire? Wildlife?
Wildlands.
Like yeah, that.
Yeah, some guy on my Twitch chat was telling me about it. He's like, that game was really cool too. I was like, never heard of it. I've never heard of it. I haven't seen gameplay footage of The Division.
I've seen
some. There's none.
No, there is.
I mean, is there?
They just had a couple alphas or A alpha or 10 alphas. I don't know.
There's been two alphas.
All I've heard is this game is going to be contingent on teamwork and multiplayer again. And I'm like, I'm out. Completely uninterested. Because that means the game has an expiration date. Those, they do not last.
I mean, but is it online?
I don't know. I keep hearing multiplayer focused. So that's code for online.
It's like Gears of War. You can play by yourself, single player. It's based on teamwork. Assuming your AI actually kills something.
But it has a campaign that you can play by yourself. Therefore, it doesn't matter if it's got teamwork. It trumps it.
This one doesn't have like a set campaign. It's online only, pretty much, but with like a little story in it that you can play with your friends or nobody if you don't want to. You just run into other people and kill them.
Which would be Daryl, because we can both go out and buy the game. Daryl won't play with us just because it's online.
Yep, pretty much. I'll keep my monies.
But then Resident Evil is coming out with their own little online shooter.
And it's going to suck. It's going to have an expiration date. And
but he's going to buy it.
I'm still going to buy it.
He's going to buy the $80 special edition.
Steelbook. It's actually, not only is it online only, it's online multiplayer focused on people, but it's also digital only. So it's really going to suck.
I'm not saying Siege is Game of the Year. I'm saying hate that.
It sound like you sang its praises a little bit harder than you did Bloodborne.
It's a good game.
It's better than all that.
It's better than you two who don't own the game are giving it credit for.
Bloodborne is Game of the Year, but Siege is better than all the games that came out just like it before it. The other game sucked. This one was good.
That's basically what you did.
That's exactly right what you did.
You just hijacked it.
You just double Hoyadukin this.
So Frosty's Game of the Year is Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
Josh?
I'm saying it got completely overlooked.
Josh is like, don't make me say it again.
It's
funny because when we guessed it, or before you got here, we were
you gotta cry.
Cry.
Are you crying? It's a crying in podcasting. All right, next super mega rapid fire topic is...
Wait, Josh didn't say his.
Black Ops Trace.
There you go.
COD Blops Trace?
Yep.
All right, this next topic, we're stealing from another show.
I don't like it.
If Hideo Kojima was to create a game...
I'm leaving.
Well, you don't like that topic? It's not real. It's a stupid question. I thought it was good. And in the spirit of the trash talk, I'm going to... Okay. Yeah, he sits down to pee. In the spirit of the trash talk, I thought Donnie had a very good question, so I'm going to steal it and ask you guys. Take your favorite game franchise, okay? If Hideo Kojima made that franchise, maybe made it alongside it, made a remaster, remixed, redux version, or just took another game with the way he tells stories, do you think it would be good?
That's not the way I heard the question originally asked. I heard if he made these games, what would they be like?
Or would they be better than the original?
No, that's how the question got twisted.
Well, here's the thing. Answer all of them then. Because I listened to the question, and I thought it was a thought-provoking, cool question.
Hideo Kojima, if he got his hands on anything. I mean, look at Silent Hill. Look at the potential Silent Hill.
Yeah. That joint was getting crazy.
Heck, yes, that would have been amazing.
Yes.
But we won't ever know until he makes another game that's not Silent Hill, because Silent Hill belongs to Konami. Suck Clan.
The old Suck Clan.
Yeah, I mean, sure. He has potential to grab a hold of anything and to make it great. I will say that they mentioned Zone of the Enders on the last episode of Trophy Horse. Go to provengamer.com, check Trophy Horse out. Zone of Enders was awesome. Had a great story, had great gameplay, very science fiction-y. You look like this little orphan boy who I think was called an Ender. I think that was the name they gave the orphan children. Is that right?
What?
Zone of the Enders. You remember that game?
Yes. I loved that game.
Yeah, that game was amazing. And it's very overlooked because Metal Gear Solid. Which ain't a bad thing. Metal Gear Solid is awesome. If you're not a fan, that's cool. I understand. Metal Gear Solid is not for everyone. It really isn't.
No.
Metal Gear Solid 5 had just had so much hype build up around it that everyone ran out and bought the collection to play them and then played 5. And I thought it was so funny because I've been sitting back this whole time going, Metal Gear Solid is an awesome game, but it's not for everybody. It really isn't. The whole stealth action and the long cutscenes, a lot of people don't like that. I remember getting my hands on Metal Gear Solid 1 when I was younger, and it just mesmerized me. And I was hooked ever since. And then when the PS2 came out and Sons of Liberty came out, I was hooked. And I never went back. And then Snake Eater came out, and that was just phenomenal. But anyway, Zone of the Enders was awesome. You're like this orphan child that gets his hands on this giant robot. He learns how to pilot it, or it basically teaches him how to pilot it. So then you're flying through space fighting robots and stuff, and it's really awesome.
Space.
They made a second one that I never played. It's kind of a collector's item now. It's hard to find.
Yeah, it's really, really rare to find a good copy of it now.
Yeah.
Thankfully, though, you can play it on the remake now.
Yes, yes you can. They re-released that on the...
I need to pick it up and beat that one.
I know. You do. And you need to maybe stream it so I can watch you play it.
No, you just buy it for your PS3.
Wait, I can't. No, I can't play it on that PS3. The disc drive don't work.
Buy it digitally. Be part of the future.
Well, I'm slowly getting there. Yeah. I have Mega Man digitally.
I don't know what game I'd like to see Kojima do.
Kojima?
Or develop a... redevelop or whatever I want.
How about the Souls games?
No, we're good with that.
How about the guy that created the Fox Engine from Metal Gear Solid 5 is working at Bandai now, and they're the creators of Dark Souls? So
no, FromSoft is.
But they originally did Dark Souls.
No.
Dark Souls 2, Bandai Namco published.
No.
What?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm derailing this right now. No.
Huh?
What?
It is.
Who's trolling you?
Because I left the conversation, so I have no idea what we're talking about.
Yes, you do. If Kojima were to make a game,
yes,
like one of her franchises now, what would it be like, or would it be better, would it be worse?
See, you can't ask this question. It's not fair.
Cut the ropes.
I see where you're going.
Honestly, I really don't know, dude.
It's a weird question.
How about Gears?
I would love that. It would have a better story. That's for sure.
Yeah, it would definitely have
not
a better story.
Not saying the story of Gears is bad, because, I mean, a lot of the in-depth storyline of Gears is in the books.
No, wait, just nobody like, got time for that, though.
Yeah, just like anything, right? But, you know, like Daryl's brother read the books, and he says they were really great. And he don't read. I don't read. But he had me interested.
I never learned how to read.
But I hear they're great. I hear it's, you know, a very in-depth story. That these guys are, you know, war-torn and all, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Did you say anything, Josh?
I didn't. I'm just listening. Soaking in like SpongeBob.
No, would you say anything? Do you know who Hideo Kojima is?
I don't keep up with it. I just play Black Ops.
Oh, my God.
We're being honest here.
Jeez.
No. Metal Gear Solid. You ever play Metal Gear Solid?
I haven't, no. I need to, though.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it, yeah. I haven't played it, though.
Okay. The guy that created that game.
Yep.
He's like kind of like a legendary Japanese developer. What game would you Lord like rated. To see him recreate? Just off the top of your head, random game.
Yeah.
Give us the most random game you can think of.
Most random game I could think of. Farming Simulator.
Oh, dear God.
Farming Simulator. Okay, if Hideo Kojima made a Farming Simulator.
That'd be a waste of his talent.
I don't know, man.
It'd be a stealthy Farming Simulator game.
It'd be stealthy. You have to sneak into the your rival farmer's farm and steal
their weed.
Okay.
Steal their carrots.
All right. Well, going back to the question at hand.
Yes.
You know, whenever Donnie gave that question, I really got to thinking about it. And I was like, I would love to see Kojima do a Resident Evil. Now, I know I talk about Resident Evil all the time, but you know, the biggest complaint lately is that they're not scary. Exactly. You know, people are like, oh, they're not like they were back in, you know, the day or whatever. I mean, could you imagine with what he was doing with Silent Hills, if he could, you know what I'm saying, do a, like a modern Resident Evil? That, I mean, like, with the graphics and the play style of Metal Gear. Because like, if you think about Metal Gear, like, it controlled so well. Like, if you were really in Raccoon City or in a place where the zombies had outbroke, blah, 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 you wouldn't be running and gunning Chris Redfield style.
Sure you would, man.
Punching boulders.
Punching boulders, man.
Yeah.
They just punch a boulder, boom, everything's solid.
Could you, I mean, like, honestly, I think like playing a Resident Evil in the style of Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom Pain, would be awesome. Minus the flaming unicorns and whales and stuff.
Yeah, that got weird.
So, anyways, I don't know, when he said that, when he posed that question, whether it be if the creator or developer did a remix, a remaster, or just did them from the beginning, they used Uncharted as the example. Like, the Uncharted games wouldn't be anything like they are now, you know. But could you imagine, like, Uncharted, a more of a stealthy, you know what I'm saying, version, or you know, with a lot more crazy, obviously, you know.
How come every time they're talking about Kojima making a game, it's involving stealth?
I mean, he's got that good mix of stealth in the game.
Zone of the Enders was not stealthy.
But he's made more Metal Gears than he's made Zone of the Enders.
Yeah.
So naturally, you just lean towards that. But, I mean.
And that's what I was saying, you know, like my point earlier. It was like Zone of Enders was a great game, which got overlooked because of Metal Gear Solid. And Yield at Trophy Horse brought up a good point. A lot of people went out and bought Zone of Enders because it came with a Metal Gear Solid 2 demo.
True that.
So I was not one of those people. Yeah, I already played Metal Gear Solid 2, and I just happened to stumble on Zone of the Enders, like at the video store or something. And it was like a Hideo Kojima game. I was like, oh, that's the same guy who made Metal Gear. Cool. And then it turned out to be a really good game. So.
Word. Well, you know, it got me thinking, too, like, what about other developers that we like? Like, I like Shinji Mikami. He's the original Resident Evil guy who went on to make The Evil Then.
Godfather.
Why do you have to make
Godfather?
Why do you have to make that face?
Just because it aggravates you so.
Every time
so
I talk
much.
About my beloved Resident Evil, you're like, meh, duck face, meh, meh.
I don't know. That's all you talk about.
That's what I like. I've been talking about Uncharted a whole bunch lately.
Why do y'all make wiener gestures every time I talk?
Dude, okay. My freaking
wieners.
Family went out to eat lunch today, and my granddad freaking made a wiener joke at the table, and it was hilarious. My son, my five-year-old, he got like a big, like an Italian sausage, and we're at this hibachi joint, right? But they had like they had Italian sausage on them, and so he got it, and he was like, "Man, this is really good." And he goes, "Yeah, your granddaddy." He goes, talking about my dad. He goes, "Yeah, but you," he said, "you need to give your granddaddy some of that sausage because he loves wiener."
Well, that's terrible.
I was like, dude, my granddaddy made me so proud. So you guys ever wonder why I make so many wiener jokes? Is because it's in my blood. That's topic of the show.
Yeah,
wiener jokes.
That's all we got time for today, guys.
That's it, and we're done. No, okay. So the next super mega rapid fire topic comes from Joshua Goldsberry. So he obviously huge fan of the show. Sends me a lot of very scary stalker mail.
That's fine.
And he pitched an idea, and this idea is actually already in the works. But I wanted to throw it out there just to see what kind of feedback we can get. And this isn't necessarily something that requires a ton of discussion, but it is, you know, fan mail. And it's thought-provoking. He said, how would it work, or would you guys ever consider bringing members of the Remember the Loot community onto the show?
No.
And we're done.
The high council has spoken.
And I said, you know, that's already in the works because, you know, the point of these trophy wars is to get involved with the community, you know, to interact with the community, to participate.
Getting 5 trophies counts as participating.
To participate. Streaming with the community. To participate. Making YouTube videos for the community.
I like where you're going.
To participate. For those of you who can't see, I'm staring down into the depths of the T-Bird soul.
High Council has spoken. You're off the show.
That's fine. I'm going to start an Xbox podcast. So anyways, you know, so yes, hey, basically, can I be on your show, please? I'll do anything. I'll give you money. So I was like, yeah, actually, we're already trying to do that. You know, the winners of the Trophy War will be on the show. We're going to do just a special episode, something small, talk about our spoils of war. And then same thing goes for the achievement hunt. We'll do the achievement hunt in February. Whoever gets the it'll be a first, second, third place thing based solely on the amount of achievement points you get. Because let's be honest, achievements are cool and all, but there's nothing to it. There's no rarity. There's no platinum. There's no, ooh, I got 100%.
Yeah,
yay.
The little platinum thing where you have like a little icon pop up saying,
yeah,
you got the
game. Yeah, you got 100% on this game. You're right.
They took it away from me like they did Skyrim.
Ooh, you know what? Here's a side story about Skyrim.
I'm really salty about that.
So I was at the flea market this morning, right? And I was did you guys see my freaking spoils this morning?
Yeah.
It was awesome. So I picked up a copy of Shadow of Mordor. My dad's like, hey, man, there's a copy of Shadow with something on PS4. He's like, I don't know if it's Shadow Warrior or Shadow something. Shadow Mordor. I got both. But either way, they had Shadow of Mordor, but the guy said $2. Yeah. What? See that face? $2 for Shadow of Mordor on PS4.
They just stolen.
So, well, I opened it up. I opened it up, and it was Skyrim for PS3 inside it.
Oh.
And it was cracked in 3 different places.
Wow.
I looked at the dude. I was like, how are you going to try to sell a broke game? I was like, man, this is what I told him. I said, one, this ain't even the right game. And two, it's broke. And you know what he did? I handed it to him. He closed it and set it down on another part of his table.
Wow.
Oh, shyster. Wow. He's going to rip somebody off thinking they got Shadow Mordor for $2. And it's a broke copy of Skyrim.
That's crazy.
But anyways, back to the community stuff. So basically, you know, yes, to answer your question, Joshua Goldsberry, we are going to have community members on the show. We're going to tie them specifically to the events that we're trying to do with the community.
We need to get Josh on the show so I have somebody to actually talk about.
I told him Nintendo that. I said, we want him. We got to get him on here because you guys can have your retro stuff.
We can talk about the good version of Turtles in Time.
The 360 version, right?
The 360 version. Don Matrix version.
Reshield. More like re-pailed.
You might want to leave that Don Matrix card off.
Basically, Don Matrix is the best thing that ever happened to Xbox.
Oh, dear God, no.
Shots fired.
I'd like to give a toast to Don Matrix.
Where's my other monster at?
PlayStation's dominating lead.
And that brings me
that could be.
To my last topic for...
No, I have a topic.
I said my last topic for Super Mega Rapid Fire topics.
You don't get a segment.
No, you can have whatever you want.
You don't have your segment for your questions, so you shut that mouth.
That's right. No, this is my last one, then you guys can take the floor. What are you planning on playing for 2016? What is your goal?
All the games.
Siege.
All the games.
Siege when they release.
You better play it while you can, because I promise you this, in 6 months, Siege ain't going to be nothing.
I'll play The Division.
If it ever comes out. It's supposed to already came out.
Yeah.
Same thing with Fable Legends.
Yeah. They know what? They need to sit down back in the oven there.
They do need to stop making Fables. I agree.
No. They need to break this crap they got now.
Which brings us to our next segment, the entrance to the Suck Clan.
Frosty.
He was last week's entrance to the Suck Clan for his rant about microtransactions in a free-to-play game.
So?
That's the way
no one wants that. No one wants it. It's a bad idea. Just make a good game.
Anyways.
Quit sucking all our money out of our wallets. We don't want it.
Back to games we're going to play this year.
You just don't want to hear it because it's Xbox.
I don't give two turds. That's how every free-to-play game is. Every free-to-game play.
Well, they're not, none of them's good. No one likes it.
Obviously, it's working. People are supporting some games.
Look at League of Legends.
Halo freaking has microtransactions, and that game's making crazy amount of money.
Halo. League of Legends. Free-to-play game.
It hurts so bad.
Yeah. Makes more money than every freaking game out now.
That's right.
Because they sell stupid costumes.
Yeah, and dude, that's the way to do it. Stuff that you don't have to play the game.
But you want it because you play the game.
It's ruining gaming. It ruins games.
Your face is ruining gaming.
I don't think it's ruining gaming. I just think it's an extra leg up.
I think it's
an extra way to do it. You're just mad because people watch people stream League of Legends and not Siege.
It's not why. This is all about stream viewers.
Oh,
dang it, he's got me. He saw his face. He couldn't help but smile. He's like,
I'm so jealous. I hate him, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him.
I mean, I showed my cleavage.
That's the number one thing.
Show your tits.
I tell you what, you want to see people watch your stream? Keister Rainbow Six. Just put it right in your butt.
Keister Rainbow Six.
So, games you're looking forward
to. Yeah, 2016, go.
Daryl?
Me?
Yeah, go first, man.
Okay, I'm very, very excited about two games coming out. Uncharted 4 and Horizon. Three games. Alienation. That is... Fuck, I can't wait.
No Bird Dog?
I can't wait. I'll play it. I'll buy it just because it's been in the oven so long. And I support Sony. The Master Race.
So you're not excited about Resident Evil Zero?
Okay, hang on. I'm not there yet. These are the...
Isn't that already out?
No. January 19th.
Oh.
I'm very excited about a lot of games. But the big ones... You know, the ones I'm most excited about. I've already beat Zero. I'm glad I'm getting it again, and I'm going to play it. But I'm very excited about Uncharted 4 and Horizon and Alienation. And my plan for 2016 is to finish the Platinums on Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, because I put that on hold for the Trophy War, and Resident Evil 5. As a matter of fact, I'm going to really dig into all the Resident Evils, because I got some new songs that we wrote with RPD, and I'm going to make Resident Evil montage videos for all the songs. All of them.
All the games.
All the Resident Evil trophies.
Here we go. Oh, sorry. Here you go.
You mother...
Go to you, Eric.
Now, children.
All right. I lost my train of thought now with Frosty. Thank you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm looking forward to Dark Souls. Dark Souls 3. Can't wait for that. Mass Effect. It's supposed to come out.
Android Meteor, right? Or something like that. I bet that game's going to suck.
You shut your mouth.
It's free to play.
I don't care. I play it for free. And I buy all the microtransactions.
There's nothing wrong with free to play games.
I buy all the microtransactions. Shut up.
There's a difference between free to play and games that are free.
Oh my God, you won't let me talk. God dang it. I will end you.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Dark Souls, Mass Effect, Ratchet and Clank. No, you just said that. I'm not going to say No Man's Sky.
100-foot robot golf.
Yes. I'm looking forward to the 100-foot robot golf destruction city thing.
100-foot VR gimmick.
You got me. I don't care. Gimmick or not. I think that's it.
I really can think of. Dark Souls 3.
Because someone ruined it for me.
No Man's Sky. Mighty Number 9.
Oh my God.
Shut your face. Somebody's got to honor Capcom's mascot. Horizon. Siege 2. The Siege DLC.
The Siege DLC that's not going to have anybody play it.
That's free.
You're going to see, like, years from now, people are going to be playing Siege like they're playing Counter-Strike.
Years from now? No way. No way.
They're going in 6 months, they're going to play it like they play Titanfall.
Oh, jeez. Yes, you're probably right, though.
All I'm saying is you better platinum that game by January. By the end of January, you ain't going to get it.
But that's coming out, man. Resident Evil 0, obviously.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Gears 4.
I'm excited about Gears 4. I don't even own an Xbox. I might be spending a lot of time at your brother's house.
I told you, that's what I told the other night. I was like, Frosty needs to go to Cray's house and during the month of February and get all his achievements up so he can compete in the achievement hunt.
Yeah.
I'll send him in like a double agent. He'll distract my brother with games that are online and he's already got the achievements for while I just rack up all the gold.
That's not what happened.
Dude, he's going to wreck. That dude spent like $400 on games last month.
Yeah.
He's told me, he sent me a list of all the stuff he bought, and he's like, I'm getting ready for the hunt. So
that's ridiculous.
I tell you, there's going to be a lot of participation in that freaking that contest. A hunt has to hunt.
I'm probably going to buy all the Telltale games on there and just power through them.
You'll play PlayStation.
No, I won't. I barely play it as is now. It's my Netflix box.
I am excited about a lot of things. I can't remember.
You just sucked.
What else is coming out?
He just sucked all the fun out of the air.
There's Bird Dog.
Last Guardian. Oh, Horizon. I keep forgetting about that game because it's like, did I dream it? Did I dream that it's really happening?
There's Halo Wars 2.
You got Final Fantasy's first.
Not interested.
You
first chunk of Final Fantasy 7's coming out.
Yeah. Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Shuhei said in an interview, last week? He said that this 2016 is going to be an unprecedented year for first-party games. More games are going to... They got so much they're going to announce and just drop.
I am excited about Uncharted 4, but I've got to play the other Uncharted first.
I can't believe you haven't played them.
I'm pulling
the blank. I never owned a PlayStation.
I can't believe you're playing Siege.
80% of PlayStation owners didn't play Uncharted.
That is a shocking number.
I mean, a good chunk of 360 owners never played Gears.
Oh, I got another one. Firewatch.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited for that.
I'm really tired of
seeing it. How about Unravel? Yarny.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sick of hearing about that game. I hope it's good for all those people who like Yarn.
Are we still doing Yarn games?
We got two of them. We got this year.
Yoshi's Woolly World and then freaking
Yarny. Unraveled.
Hey,
Kirby's Epic Yarn, which that was an older game, but
Heavy Rain's coming out this year.
Oh,
next.
What?
Next question.
Oh my gosh! I hope you guys choke and puke.
I'm the one that brought it up. Don't yell at me. F off. No, I'm gonna stop helping. I'm trying to keep this going, but no.
Let's just land this plane before you guys make me vomit from all the bad taste in
I
the room.
I just brought up one of your favorite games.
So. I know, and then so this is what happens with my friends. We talk about something I like, and then one of the two of you are going to crap on it.
God, dog.
Because that's the only.
Hey, that's what happens to me.
It's because you like Zelda. Shut up.
Why do you like Zelda? If it wasn't for Zelda, we wouldn't have games like Skyrim.
If it wasn't for Metallica, we wouldn't have electric guitars. Makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does.
Nintendo molded y'all's childhood. You're welcome.
Anyways, we got Battleborn.
I'll be honest. I wasn't even a gamer that much. Yeah, when I mean, I was, but like, I played casually when Nintendo was around. Played a little bit more when Sega came out. I didn't really start playing hard until PlayStation. That's when games started getting good.
Negative.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's a terrible assessment. That makes you sound ignorant.
PlayStation?
I mean, that's when games came out that I liked. I like Blood, I like Guts, and that's when they really started capitalizing on that stuff. I mean, I don't like platforming, so the first 10 years of gaming was just not good for me.
It was 10 years of a fat Italian plumber jumping on turtles and so turrets.
I still to this day don't like those games. I never really liked
Dragon Turtle.
I mean, the only Zelda I ever played was the Gold Box Zelda.
Do you like Streets of Rage?
I love Streets of Rage.
I mean, you liked.
That's what I said. I played casually. Those games were cool, but those aren't platformers. Those are beat 'em ups. I liked them.
They didn't just make platforms back then.
I know, but what I'm saying is my exposure to games back then wasn't a ton of stuff. It was, you know, like beat 'em ups and platformers. What's all I actually had back then. what I'm saying is this. The majority of games that were out that I was exposed to, I didn't really like. What I did like, I played like crazy until the PlayStation 1 came out. When the PlayStation 1 came out, that's when I really said, okay, now we're cooking with gasoline. Frank Thomas, Big Hurt, Baseball, and Tekken. That's where I started.
Tekken 2, The last good Tekken?
The only good Tekken.
Anyways.
That's actually the title. Tekken 2, the last good one.
Yes. Do you have any other questions from the fans? Or are we done with that?
No. Actually, I was going to go into a topic about PS1 and PS2 classics. What kind of ones we would like to see come to PS4?
Yeah, it's crazy. I made a huge list for this. I made a huge list.
I have a list.
I don't.
I have a list.
Y'all didn't inform me of this.
Your kiss is on my list.
You keep saying lists. I got a feeling you don't have that list, would you?
I do, actually. You want to see it?
Yeah.
What I did was I obnoxiously tweeted to Sony every game that I could think of that I enjoyed on PlayStation 2. And then a couple of times I'd sneak in a PS1 game. Just maybe they wouldn't notice and they'd go ahead and port it over.
I actually have an entire list of just PS1 games.
I'm going to just run through my list real fast. See what you guys think. Suffering. Did you guys play any of the Suffering games?
Was it rated mature?
Yes.
Nope.
Very good.
PS2?
Play it PS2.
Yes, there were two of them. I've heard of it.
They're good. Third person horror, psychological thriller.
Okay. I got a feeling a lot of these are going to be survival horrors.
Lots of horror games, yeah.
If they're mature, I have not played them. So.
Black?
Nope.
Yes.
It's a great first person shooter game.
Black was awesome.
Silent Hill 2 and 3.
Of course, yes.
Nope. PsyOps.
Yes.
Nope.
Third-person shooter. Oh, my gosh. Such a good game.
Yes. You can, use telekinesis, pick people up, and, like, make their heads explode stuff.
Yep. You can hold them one hand and shoot them with the other. It was awesome.
He showed me the video of that. It was pretty cool.
What about Contra?
Nope. Oh, yes. Shattered Soldier. Neo Contra. I swear to God, they give us Neo Contra my puke.
Well, they gave us Dark Cloud instead of Dark Cloud 2.
I would love all of the SmackDown versus Raws, only because they were the good wrestling games.
Every single one. They were awesome.
Shut your mouth. Just bring it. Here comes the pain. Freaking know your role.
Which one was it the first time they introduced a bra and panties match?
the evening gown match or whatever?
Not saying that's the reason I played it.
No, I don't remember. But I remember dressing up dudes and doing that. Mm. Actually, I might have made that up. Anyways, Silent Hill.
You did not make that up. You can't cover that.
That got weird real quick.
Silent Hill for the Room and Silent Hill Shattered Memories. Dude. Oh, my freaking goodness.
Okay, I stand corrected.
No.
You said it was a PS2 game. I challenged it. It was a PS2 game. I cannot believe that game was on PS2. That game looked good for a PS2 game.
It was great. All right, Siren 2. Another.
Which one?
Siren 2 is another horror game. The Getaway.
Yeah.
That game was good. Oh, my gosh. Project Snowblind.
Nope.
Why does that sound familiar?
Let me reiterate. I'm saying nope because I haven't played any of these games. Okay. Not to be difficult and negative.
Finally, we're actually getting a real response from Tanner.
Steamer is not trolling.
I'm not being mean on this one. I have not played any
Unreal
of these games.
Tournament.
I played three.
Unreal Tournament was the good one.
Yeah.
Unreal Tournament was the best one they put out. Half-Life 1.
No.
Sure.
I never played any of the Half-Lives.
Any of the Hot Shots Golf.
I should probably have, but no.
I love Hot Shots. One of those. Hot Shots
Golf. Wait, you said Half-Life on the PS2?
Yeah.
That was a port from the PC?
I believe so.
No, don't need it. We don't need it.
It's probably just not good.
That was during a time where PC, like... Console ports
were not good. You're not good. Like Fear came out, you know, not too long after that. It was not a good port. Outbreak File 1 and 2. And I am very surprised how much support this has on that thread.
Because it came out and people like wanted this game to be good.
Good games. They are good games.
They wanted it to be successful. Hard. And it like came out and then it's like, oh, by the way, servers are down.
here's the thing. Like, it wasn't so much the servers were down. It was just that, like, you had to buy this $40 expansion piece to hook up to your dial-up internet.
Yeah.
It just didn't work good. It was too early. It was before its time. But graphically, the concept of those games were great.
Kind of like Phantasy Star Online.
Yes, very, very, very same time frame.
I heard about that game. I've heard a lot of good things about that game.
It's good.
It's like...
Get a Dreamcast.
Yeah. Dreamcast is like, by the way, did you know your console can go online?
Onimusha 1, 2 and or 3.
Yes, absolutely.
Bring them more. All, I
there's a fourth one too. I never played it. There's a fourth one.
Onimusha, the mother effing Punisher.
Nope.
I never played that one.
Oh my god! My head just popped.
Well, it's because
it is a hyper violent Punisher game that is the closest adaptation to any comic book you've ever gotten. Plus all this senseless gore. You can interrogate people. You can stick their heads out windows and smash window seals on them until they tell you what you want, and then you can still do it and kill them.
So it was like Wolverine Origins.
But way, way more violent. Like, if you took Wolverine Origins and a Hotline Miami.
Dang.
Just hyper-violent.
So you die one shot?
No.
So you walk in a room and get killed with a baseball bat?
You're the Punisher. You don't ever die. Dude, there's a scene in there. Spoilers if you haven't played the Punisher.
La, 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 la,
where
la, la, la.
You're at a funeral for like some mafia family and you pop up out the casket with a freaking minigun and just hose everybody in the funeral. It's awesome. Hunter the Reckoning Wayward.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking goodness. Give me that game. I will pay $60 for that game.
I see your Hunter the Reckoning and raise you Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'd pay full price for those games.
One of the coolest things about that game, and I hope they don't, if they do bring it back, please bring it back. Because it's please also share. A really hard game to find. They had a drop-in, drop-out system to where, like, you could take all your items and stuff from your character that you have, drop it, like, come into a new game, drop all the items on the ground, leave, take a new character, take all them items, and go, like, sell them, and you could boost your character so fast. Like, the very beginning of the game, I had, like, this warrior who could, like, dual-wield two-handed swords, and I was just going around killing everything.
Dude, that's Resident Evil 5 stole that system. Because you could do that.
Yes.
Okay, Spider-Man 2 for the greatest web swinging ever.
Yes.
And The Incredible Hulk. One.
What?
The Incredible Hulk came out at the same time.
I didn't play that one.
Everything was destructible? Dead to Rights 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Dead to Rights, dude. This is
freaking cool. Shadow, your dog, you just send it off and it'll bite somebody in the nads.
I played 3.
Retribution?
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good one.
That was a really good one.
That one was actually not as good as 2. Huh. 2 was really good. Retribution was good, but it wasn't as good as the other ones. One on the PSP was really good, actually.
I like the dog biting the crotches off.
Oh, cool. Crotch biter. Max Payne.
Of course. Max Payne
Give
1 and 2.
Give me some Max Paynes.
1 and 2. So good.
Okay, so I bought that copy of Max Payne 3 today.
Dude, all that.
Brand new, $4, right? Yes. Still in the wrapper. It had the Walmart exclusive downloadable Max Payne 1 code in there. No. But you had to redeem it by 2012.
No.
Oh, what the
This game has been just chilling.
This game was so good.
Yes. Soul Reaver.
Oh, yeah. Defiance.
I played it, but
yes.
I do want to play that
Oh,
game.
My God.
Defiance, where you played both.
Raziel and Kane. Oh, my gosh. Dude.
Oh, so good. That was the last one they made, too, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Dead or Alive 2 was my favorite Dead or Alive game. Yeah, I'll take any of the Fatal Frames, but Fatal Frame 2 specifically. No, nothing on the okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm down. I've never played them. I want to play
Indigo Prophecy.
Never heard of it?
Yes.
Okay, that's some more Quantum Dream junk right there, dude. That junk's good. Virtual Fighter. It's better than Tekken.
Yeah.
I think Virtual Fighter.
What about Destroy All Humans? And Destroy All Humans, too.
I really wanted to
play those games.
So fun.
I really wanted to play those games.
Didn't they make a Mars Attack game as well? In the same vein of that? Bloody Roar.
Yeah.
They had some Bloody Roar on PS2. That was good.
About Beautiful Joe wanted to.
I never played those.
Awesome.
This is where it's going to get a little weird.
The comic book style beat 'em ups are really great. It's Capcom's little studio, the Cloverleaf Studio, same guys that made Okami. Really good.
Okay, there's two Siphon Filter games that I would love to play. It was like Logan's Shadow and whatever the other one was. Logan's Heroes and Shadow.
Only
something.
Siphon Filter I played was on the PSP.
That was a good one, too.
That was a good one.
Did you guys play any of the obscure games? Third-person survival horror.
No.
Your teens locked in a school. And it's very Silent
Hill. Oh, I know you're talking about. Yes.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Awesome. It was like Silent Hill meets like Resident Evil Outbreak.
Danganronpa.
Well, but there's no crazy teddy bears. Anyways, that's the short list. That's just what I was blowing it up. Hashtag PS2, PS4. For all the listeners and fans and friends and familia that want to join in with us, this is what we're doing. If you guys email us to the show at rememberloot@provengamer.com, tell us what you want to go on this PS4 list. Any PS2 game that you want to see on PS4. If you send it to us, we will tweet it and retweet it. We'll tweet it from the show, and then individually we'll go back and retweet it. So, in theory, if all of our fans and friends, anyone listening to the show, go on that Twitter and go to the hashtag PS2, PS4, and you put a game out there, then let us know you put it out there. Email the show. Tweet the show. Facebook the show. Go in our Facebook group and say something about it. We will all get behind it. And as a community, if we all get together and promote our favorite games, there is strength in numbers.
Yes.
And maybe, just maybe, some of these awesome games that we want to see again will make their way over.
I made a small list of PS1 games. I have one PS2 game on here, Armored Core 2.
Oh, yeah. I have that.
Yeah, I thought that game was great.
Let me do mine real quick because it'd be shorter than yours.
Okay. That's what she said.
Right. You just made it weird. Resident Evil 4.
Oh, yes.
Let's go ahead and get it out of the way.
Dude, that one's on there a lot. And I'm surprised because it's been on every single. The PS4 version had all the extra
PS3
stuff.
I just. It's the same thing.
I mean, just bring it over, get it over with. You're going to anyways.
That game's been on every console.
just keep it rolling. Just keep that going.
I would buy it again.
I always say this, Dark Cloud 2.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's coming.
I want it.
That's going to happen. Badly. Dark Cloud's done. Dark Cloud 2 is going to happen.
That's all I really can think of, the PS2 ones.
All right. That's a list.
What I'm saying,
is it?
That's all I can think of. I didn't play that many PS2, PS1 games.
What? Didn't you just buy PS2 and buy a bunch of games for it recently?
Yeah, because on sheer principle that those were like the best games to own for those consoles. But I mean, like most of the games I've played already have remakes. Like Sly Cooper, that's already been remade. Ratchet & Clank, Jack and Daxter.
Yeah.
All those have been remade.
And that's
it'd be
my
cool
thing.
If they bump them onto the PS4. I'd play them all over.
There was a lot of great PS2 games I was thinking of, but I was like, no, they've already got a collection. Yeah. Like Devil May Cry.
Yeah, like all the games I played on my PS2 already have remakes.
It's crazy they had a Devil May Cry collection, but no Onimusha collection. Did you ever play Onimusha?
No.
It's so good.
So good.
Is
the entire series on the PS2?
Yes.
I might have to eBay that junk.
I think you would love it.
Got to eBay it then.
Really good. I mean, a small list of PS1 games.
I had a couple PS1 games.
Hit me.
Croc.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the Crocs, pretty much.
Heck yeah, dude. Croc was awesome.
Crash.
Yeah.
Give us Crash now.
We need Crash in our life.
We need it now.
Yeah.
God dang it. There's so many games that, dude, I just can't remember.
I had to make a list. I really did. I actually pulled up a YouTube video of, like, the best PS1 games of all time, and, like, was just kind of making a list as I went.
Yeah. I mean, those are the only ones that really come to my mind right now.
Because I think this is like 20 years ago.
Don't remind me.
Yeah. Like, that's why I had to look it up. And it's cool because watching the list or even reading the list online, like whenever I'd see one that I actually played, like I rented from the video.
Yeah.
Like this one, The Unholy War. Did you ever hear about that game?
Nope.
It's like a...
I didn't keep up with games.
You had two different modes.
Besides the ones I actually like, series I like, that's the only ones I keep up with.
You had like two different races. There's like this alien race and there's like this human robot kind of race. I don't know. And they're in war with each other. And you could pick characters from each race. And you could either... You had a mode where you could just duke it out and run around the map, hitting each other. Kind of like a... wouldn't say like a Smash Bros. Style, but it's just like a fighting game. It's just like bird's eye view kind of deal, and you run around.
Oh, crap. I just can't remember. Dynasty Warriors style. You just got to run around beating up on people?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of.
I would say more like Power Stone for the Dreamcast.
Right over my head.
Okay. But yeah, you had that mode where you just run around and beat each other up. Then you had a mode where it was like a strategic grid style RPG, kind of like a... Final Fantasy Tactics, where you like move your troops, and then like if you countered each other, you could either do a special move to take their health down before you fight them, or that was a pretty cool game. I actually rented it from the video a long time ago. I remember it being really cool, and I haven't seen it since. But that was kind of like in a forgotten PS1 classic. Tenchu 1 and 2.
Remember those
games? I actually never played those games.
Oh man, they were awesome. Well, they're stealth games, but they're really good.
Like Hideo Kojima stealth.
Hi-yo.
Sure. Nightmare Creatures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, before there was Dark Souls, and before there was Bloodborne, there
was Nightmare Creatures on Dreamcast as well?
I think so.
That's where I played it.
I think they might have ported it.
I think that game was hard as balls, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. Blasto.
Never played it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's one of them. We need Blasto in our life, dude. Right. The Die Hard Trilogy.
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't like to lose.
Medieval.
Medieval, it's on my list.
There you go.
Yes, Medieval. Crash Bandicoot.
Nobody knows who Naughty Dog is based off of Crash Bandicoot.
I was actually telling T-Bird, you know, it's funny. As soon as you turn the game on, the first thing you hear is Naughty Dog. Well, and ever since then, I was like, hey, the guys that made Crash Bandicoot made Last of Us.
And what's funny is when I first got Crash, I kept calling it Naughty Dog because you see that in such big letters when the game turns on.
Yeah.
When I remember as a kid, like I was playing Naughty Dog. What's Naughty Dog? I mean Crash Bandicoot. Cute. Crash Bandicoot.
Castlevania: Symphony of the Night, obviously. Mortal Kombat Trilogy.
How about Deadly Alliance?
Yeah, PS2. I'm on PS1 right now, but PS2. Yeah. The Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
Medal of Honor 1 and 2. I remember that game came out, man. Like seeing gameplay footage of it now, it's just like, wow, that game looks really bad. But when it came out, it was the junk. It was like...
Literally, it was junk.
It was garbage. No, I remember I had every medal in that game, which is like, you know, beating every level in a certain time with like on the hardest difficulties and stuff. And my cousin, he was like... 5 or 6 at the time, was living with us, and the Joker was messing with my PlayStation one day and was like, did something with the memory card. He like took it out while I was saving or something stupid and ended up deleting some of my data, and it deleted all my data on Medal of Honor. Street Fighter Alpha 3, along with some of those other classic PlayStation 1 fighting games, like X-Men versus Street Fighter. Did you ever play that?
Nope.
Yes.
That game was awesome. I used to rent that game pretty regularly.
I would have loved it if it was X-Men versus Tekken.
That would have been really bad. No one would have played that. Apocalypse. Do you remember that game?
Like X-Men Apocalypse?
No. Like Bruce Willis running around shooting stuff with a gun.
I forgot to add X-Men Legends 1 and 2 to my list, but I definitely tweeted them.
Yes. Fighting Force.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I rented that game and beat it in one night, but I loved it. Some of the other Final Fantasies, like Final Fantasy 8 and 9, which supposedly today...
9's getting a remake.
Is getting a
re-release or whatever.
It's getting a PC re-release. Why do they keep skipping 8?
Be- Because nobody likes 8.
8's on... actually, 8 has a PC port. Why not console?
Because nobody wants it.
8's good, though.
You don't have Cloud or Sephiroth.
You don't want 9?
I don't know, man.
Sephiroth? That's totally how you say that.
Exactly.
Every great JRPG that is impossible to find in America.
That really narrows it down.
Saga Frontier 1 and 2, Breath of Fire, Alandria, or Alondra, however you say it.
Alejandro, Xenogears.
How about Valkyrie Profile? I've seen that game in stores for like $150.
Sure.
How about Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2?
No.
Yes. Absolutely. No. 100 times yes. It's not a PS2 game. Yes, but I'll take it.
Motherfreaker.
Oh, I just threw a copy at you.
Slam dunk. I just threw the copy at you.
That's the fakest looking cover I ever saw.
Just fake. Look at that. Somebody drew that.
Whatever.
PS2. This game came out on PS2?
Yes, PS2 kept putting games out like the first 8 years of PlayStation 3's life.
Because that's what everyone had.
They didn't stop making PS2s until they announced the PS4.
I don't want this.
True.
I don't want this. No. Not on PS2. There's only one way to enjoy that.
Well, I mean, obviously they'd upscale it and add trophies. I mean, maybe they would just cheat and add the PS3 version.
Parasite Eve 1 and 2.
I actually snuck those in on the list.
Bushido Blade.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh, dude.
By the way, that Kengo game that I was talking about a couple episodes ago was basically... It was on the PS2. It was like a PS2 launch title. And it was basically like Kengo.
Yeah, like Kengo.
I mean...
Kengo?
Bushido Blade. Kengo was like Bushido Blade.
Sephiroth.
Sephiroth. So, yeah, that's just a few. There's so many great PS1, PS2 games.
I like it.
So, yeah.
I may be purchasing Onimusha 1, 2, and 3.
You should.
Just to cheap. Might as well.
Just to do it.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go buy... I'm not going to do it right... Not going to do it right now. I'm going to kind of clean up a little bit. But I'm going to totally get the Grand Theft Autos. And play them junks again with Trevor.
I wouldn't mind just having Vice City. That's my favorite.
Soundtrack.
And as long as I can still have my cheat codes in it, I don't care. I'd be happy.
So, yeah. Go to Twitter. Put hashtag PS2, PS4. Or is it PS4, PS2?
It's hashtag... We don't want to put PS4 games on PS2. It's hashtag PS2, PS4.
Yes. And tell Sony what games you'd like to see on there.
And then tell us, and then we'll tell them.
Help us help you.
Right.
And this concludes the show for this week. We're so glad you guys tuned in. Hit us up on the Twitter. Remember the loot. You can find me, Resident Daryl. You can find T-Bird.
You can find me on Twitter at...
On Tinder.
Yes. You can find me on Twitter at T_Bird. BYRD 803. And same thing goes for my PSN and my gamer tag. So hit me up.
You can find me on Twitter at Metal Gear Frosty. You can find me on PSN at MGS_Daniel25. Find me on Twitch at MGS_Daniel25. Hit me up. Let's play some games.
Also, anytime you're playing games, getting trophies, getting achievements, doing something rad, put it on your Twitter, put it on your Facebook. Use the hashtag #RememberTheLoot. We like to scroll through there and see what everybody's doing, mainly me. Look at all the platinums. Join our Facebook group. Hit us up. Get up on the Twitch stuff. We've been having a blast Twitch streaming. We got a couple guys that Twitch stream on the regular.
Yes, thank you for tuning in and watching us.
And as we said before, this week's show is brought to you by... Them Country Boys. Be sure to check them out on Twitter and on Facebook. Give them a like, send them some love, and let them know that we sent you. This week's song is by Them Country Boys, and it's called Redneck Christmas. Peace.
Bye, guys.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Ha ha!
and everybody's around. Hang out by the fire, pass the shine on the ground. We get a little wild, a bit ambitious. Come on now, y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas. Come on, y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas.
I tell you what, I got one, it's a true story too.
Come on, y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas.
Well, it's about 7:30, Uncle's got the plane, Santa Claus and at the door we came. He was looking for that alcohol, but the top of then he stopped, it's like he seen a ghost. When it was the Jack of Clear, he could feel it in his throat. He didn't bother nobody, was happy as could be. It's what he yelled as he popped to the beat. But half a jar later and a 12-pack gone, you could tell it in his eyes, a one was in his own. He was feeling kinda good, even singing Christmas carols in there. Everything was good till he tacked the fire. Well, I don't know what he said, but Uncle take a breath. Especially on that shine, he laid the barrel on his back.
It's that time of year when everybody's around. Hang out by the fire, pass the shine on the ground. We get a little wild, a bit ambitious. Come on now, y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas. Come on, y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas. Y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas. I said it's Christmas Eve, I got my folks all around. I'll be in my Chevy truck and take it straight out of town. I park my old truck, yeah, then take me a leap. Look up and saw I was about a foot from the street. Okay. By the time I saw them blue lights come pulling on in, I looked up, tipped my hat, and gave them a grin. No, I don't have a lot on top of my wish list. I just wanna ask if y'all can bail me out this Christmas. It's that time of year when everybody's around. Hang out by the fire, pass the shine on the ground. We get a little wild, a bit ambitious. Come on now, y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas. Come on, y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas.
Y'all ready to do this?
Y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas.
The time of year has come around. We hit the road straight out of town. Let's grab the beer and grab the shine. Tonight's gonna be a good night. The Jimmy Beam is kinda strong, but a little bit more won't do me wrong. We need something to tag along. Can someone pass the eggnog? Jimmy's talking big trucks and Brittany's playing flip cup. Steven Lisa chilling out. Yeah, we drink it without a doubt. This bottle ain't gonna drink itself, so no need to repeat myself. So from our family to y'all's, I hope y'all have a muddy Christmas, y'all.
It's that time of year when everybody's around. Hang out by the fire, pass the shine on the ground. We get a little wild, a bit ambitious. Come on now, y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas.
That's how we do out here, everybody, that's right.
Come on, y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas.
Hey, Custer, man, are you passing your beer?
Come on, y'all, it's just a redneck Christmas.